Hey, Donald X, what is the story behind Tragic Hero?
This is a story that I've connected back a long, long way to old Silvermine. This was an intrigue in the original version of Intrigue, like when I was showing the Dominion off to Rio Grande. I had 5 expansions, and one of them was Intrigue, and it had Old Silvermine in it. So it is it's a 2006 card. And it says, gain a silver card in your hand. Reveal the top card of your deck. If it's a silver card, trash this card. So it's an explorer, and instead of like the bonus of maybe you get a gold or whatever modern bonuses that tend to make explorers way more exciting, like Sculptor is an exciting explorer, right? For one, it doesn't have to gain silvers, but it's an explorer variant. They still all fall into that family for me. It's an explorer, but it has this penalty of eventually it will kill itself. And you could think it's a penalty or it's a bonus. Like maybe you've got enough silvers if your top card is silver. Anyway, it died, which is interesting because in the days of Intrigue, it was harder to kill cards like this, right? You know, lots of cards made it in that did not, even when Intrigue was released, that did not get their good share of testing. Like Intrigue, you know, Intrigue has a second edition, right? It has several cards that were just awful. And so Old Silvermine would have been better than some of them, but it didn't make the set for whatever reason. I guess one reason maybe because I had done Explorer and they were similar. I don't know. But it died and nevertheless remained on my mind as a thing that I'd been fond of. I liked the idea of a card that would kill itself. And I like the mechanism that it used where it was like, well, you've gained a bunch of silvers at this point. And obviously I knew later on that Old Silvermine wasn't a great card, but I still, I like this area. So in Nocturne at some point, I wanted to add another way to get Ghost. I imagine, so there's Exorcist, Haunted Mirror. He racked his brains for a third way to gain Ghost. Man, is it just Exorcist Haunted Mirror? I'm looking at the wiki because it's my friend. Okay, Haunted Mirror or Exorcist? Man, it's almost like that's me giving up and we did not get there on... But there are at least two ways, right? So possibly I managed the second way and then just ended up not doing the third. These days, I think I would want 8 ways to get Ghosts. I think that's really ideal. In the old days, I was happy to have a card that there was just one way to get. And I think those are fine now. But there was a middle period, which Nocturne sadly falls in, where I thought it's a bummer to have only one way to generate a card. You know, we've included this whole pile for just this one thing, the Madmen just for the Hermits. But I hadn't reached the conclusion of it's a bummer to have to get the Ghosts out of the pile for this card. And when you use it on 8 cards like horses, then it's like in real life, you know, online, it's nothing, right? It'll just provide the pile. But in real life, you know, this evening we're playing with Menagerie, so we'll get out the horses and that's that. But if this evening we're playing with Nocturne, so we'll get out the Ghosts and the Imps and the Will-O-Wisps. And it's all a bunch of table space, and you may not need Ghost all evening. You have to have one of these 2 cards. So really, you want it to be more like 8. So my dream vision of Nocturne, there would be like 8 cards that made each spirit. But originally, there was 1, and I needed more. So here we have, so I remembered Old Silvermine, and here we have Miner. So it's trying to tell its little story where there's going to be like a mine collapse, and the Miner will turn into a Ghost. So +2 coins, gain 2 silvers, reveal the top card of your deck. If it's a silver, trash this. And then when you trash this, gain a Ghost from the Ghost pile. So it's also trying to be friendly to like you could remodel this and still get your Ghost, which I almost immediately gave up on. But initially I did that. So then I give up on that. And it's called Doomed Miner to try to cement this flavor. Do you see what's going on here? 2 coins, 2 silvers, reveal the top card. If it's a silver, trash this and gain a Ghost. And the next version uses exchange technology. You exchange the Doomed Miner for a Ghost to hammer home that the Miner turned into the Ghost. You know, it's not sitting in the trash. You've got the Miner and the Ghost side by side after you grave robber it. The reveal of the top card of your deck is very random. So the next version, as you reveal your hand, and if it has 2 or more silvers, You discard the silvers and exchange this for a ghost. It's kind of weird that I make you discard the silvers. And I guess I was worried that I was making gaining a ghost be too easy. Because you can be like, I draw my deck and then I play my Duminer and I only bought it to make this ghost, right? I played it once for two silvers. Maybe that was even good. Or you open silver, silver for some reason. But, you know, you can draw the two silvers and then get the ghost. And anyway, that's how it worked. And so the next version, reveal, then discard the top two cards of your deck if either one's a silver. So it's not as easy to trigger as the reveal of your hand, but it's better than just reveal the top one card. Finally, I got sick of that. So then we have Doomed Messenger, a different approach for getting a ghost. It's almost an unrelated card, right? Cantrip, reveal the top three cards of your deck. Put an action card from among them into your hand and discard the rest. If there was no action, trash this and gain a ghost. So it's a lab that only works if it draws an action, which probably it will do all the time for you. But if it somehow failed, you'll get a ghost, which you probably won't do so much, except you could have a deck where that happened, or you set it up even, if you wanted the ghosts. Anyway, who knows what's going on there? I don't remember this card at all. Then we have another Doomed Miner. You may reveal a treasure from your hand to gain two copies of it. It's a double mint. And the player to your left reveals their hand, and if they reveal the copy, exchange this for a ghost. A problem here is that we've really lost the thread of, like, the mind collapse. So then we have a drastically different approach, which at last looks like Tragic Hero and is called Tragic Hero. And it's plus three cards. If you have more than seven cards in hand, trash this and gain a ghost. You know, the whole idea this whole time was to have something turn into a ghost. And maybe at this point I had Haunted Mirror, and so I decided, oh, I don't need a ghost here. But as we can see, the next Tragic Hero gains a gold instead. And of course, this does tie it in with Hero, which maybe was on my mind, I don't know. Then it seemed weak and only costs four. Like, maybe we could get away with this costing four because it's smithy a lot of the time. And when it isn't, it's a gold that you didn't get, right? It turned into a gold, which is not a not an amazing card for four. And then instead I give it plus one buy. And at the last minute, there it is, getting to gain any treasure, which is always a scary thing, this gain a treasure or gain an action, because some games there's platinum or city quarter or something. But I decided to risk it, and that is the card that went out, and people don't tell me how huge a mistake that was, so it all worked out.
Hey, Bart, what do you have for us today?
Donald, help us, he's here, Ambassador. I see your eyes, they are wide as you tremble in fear. I feel your heart, for it pounds as the junk carts come near. To the supply, sending copper I'll be, and I will be the one who's thinning, and so be winning. No deck control for thee. Ole, 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 copper, here comes Ambassador. Ole, 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 copper, here comes Ambassador. Donald helped us, he's gone, Ambassador. I see your smile and I know that the reason is wrong. Whoever heard of removing a card that's too strong? You celebrate as I'm stabbed in the back, but soon you'll find it quite upsetting when you're regretting thinning you lack. Hooray, 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 copper, there goes Ambassador. Hooray, 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 copper, there goes Ambassador. Ole, 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 copper, there goes Ambassador. Ole, 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 pass a door. No more, no more, no more, no more.
Thank you, Schauer and Wolfied, for that stirring flamenco tribute to Ambassador. This song is a parody of El Matador by the Kingston Trio. A link to the original song can be found in the show notes.